Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is the end of the week and concludes our first of many weeks together in this third chapter of the book of Genesis. This is the Bible at the beginning, and I'm glad you have decided to put aside this time and spend it with me. We've come into the text and stopped on one word. The word is serpent. Genesis 3 verse 1 begins, "Now the serpent." Our first question in Genesis 3 has been asked, "What is this serpent?" And we began to answer that question with seven insights into what is this serpent. We talked about that on Wednesday and again yesterday. And what we found, especially in the last insight, is that the serpent leads us directly to Satan. The serpent is not what it appears to be. Eve sees a talking serpent, but the voice she hears is the voice of Satan. Satan is not the serpent, but Satan has possessed the serpent. There is a diabolical force behind the appearance of the serpent in the garden in Eden, and that force is the devil. We know from elsewhere in the Bible that this is what Satan does. Listen to the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Something that is very true of Satan is that he disguises himself. And right here at the start of the Bible in Genesis 3, verse 1, Satan disguises himself as a serpent. It is at this point that I need to introduce you to what is called progressive revelation. Progressive revelation. Now, Mark, I hear someone say, it is Friday. And this sounds like we're going to have to really engage our minds here. Progressive revelation. This is sounding too philosophical, too theological. We're here to wind down, not to get wound up in all sorts of complex terminology. Well, if you happen to feel that way, hold on. I'll make this easy to bite down hard on, chew and digest, like a cookie. You would take a sweet-tasting, moist cookie fresh out of the oven if I dropped it into your hands right about now, wouldn't you? Okay, then, let me give you an example of progressive revelation in the Bible and then define it for you. And then you can enjoy its taste all weekend long. First, let me read this verse again to you. Genesis 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" And let me ask, how is a reader of this verse supposed to know this speaking serpent is really Satan? Well, if all the reader had was this verse, the reader would not know that. But if the same person who reads Genesis keeps reading and reads all the way over into the New Testament, then the reader will know that Satan is the one who will tempt Eve and Adam into sin with this question. The reader learns progressively, in stages, increasing in Bible knowledge bit by bit. That is a good example of progressive revelation in the Bible. Here is how I define progressive revelation. God did not reveal all divine truth at once. The Bible is not only the Old Testament, but it is also the New Testament. And while there are no contradictions between these two testaments, no contradictions, we know more about God and what he has chosen to reveal to us in the New Testament than the people of the Old Testament knew about him. God has revealed himself to his people over the course of time, many centuries, in fact. He reveals. His revelation comes to us progressively. And that then, revelation, is sealed here in the complete Bible. So it is not that someone goes to sleep tonight and in some dream God gives this sleeper new revelation. Absolutely not. All that God wants us to know is contained in the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, these 66 books. We believe and we preach only what is in this book. God is not going to take away from the Bible, nor is he adding to it. All that he wants us to know is here. That being said, as we read the scripture from the beginning to the end, we learn all along the way. And we can see how, for example, something Abraham did not know, the Apostle Paul did know. That is because of progressive revelation. A good text to consider here is Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Briefly, let me read from the New Testament book of Hebrews at chapter 1, verse 1, and part of verse 2. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son. Over the course of 1800 years, the Old Testament came together out of the context of different times, places, and cultures. God revealed himself to the fathers, think Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and God revealed himself to the prophets, think Isaiah and Jeremiah. And then God revealed himself in the New Testament through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is progressive revelation. All of what God wanted to reveal did not come cascading down on the people of the Old Testament all at once. There was more to be given in the New Testament. And there are hints in the Old Testament of what is to come in the New Testament. Of course there are, absolutely. In fact, when you read and really get to know the New Testament, and then you go back and read and really get to know the Old Testament, wow! You will see what God has revealed in the New all over the place in the Old. Jesus Christ is the prime example of that. Jesus is all over the Old Testament, and of course the New Testament as well. And I have brought this up because we see progressive revelation here at Genesis 3, verse 1. When this verse is read in light of New Testament verses, we come to see that the serpent was the disguise Satan used to approach Eve. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, can be used to shed light and understanding on Genesis 3, verse 1. We take together the whole counsel of God, all of the Bible, to interpret what the Bible means by what the Bible says. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. And there is another reason I have drawn your attention to progressive revelation and defined it. The reason is that Genesis 3 is already confronting us with a second question. When and how did evil originate? It is fine to say that based on the whole Bible, Satan is using the serpent to draw Eve and then Adam into temptation towards sin. But doesn't this prompt you to ask, where is this evil coming from in the first place? How and when did evil begin? Why does Satan show up through this serpent as an evil force and not a force for good? Genesis 3 and these early verses, this is still the perfect garden in Eden. There is no evil here. There is no sin here. There are no creatures roaming around with evil intent, right? You and I have spent months reading through and discussing, often in great detail, Genesis chapter 2, and we did not find any evil there. All we had was good. God and man and woman in total paradise. The better you know the Bible, the longer you have studied it, the harder it will be to feel the shock of what happens between Genesis 2 and 3. That is because you know the story too well. It's like being surprised at Christmas to find out that Mary and Joseph did not have adequate shelter when Jesus was born. That hardly surprises you every December when the story is read. Ah, but imagine you sat down with the Bible for the very first time and knew nothing about it. And you're reading along through Genesis 1 and the creation, and then Genesis 2 and Adam and Eve and God in right fellowship with one another in the perfection of God's garden. And then you come to Genesis 3:1, and you read of this serpent approaching the woman and asking in a very deceitful tone, "Has God said?" Might not you be surprised to find this? I think we all would. And notice that Moses, who authored Genesis, does not now take a few verses and explain to us the origin of evil. Moses does not tell us about this creature Satan and how he became evil. No, he does not do that. But because of progressive revelation, we know the origins of evil. We know how Satan came cascading down out of heaven as the evil one that he is. We know why Satan used the serpent like he did. Someone might say, "Really? We do? I do not know." Well, then you are in the right place, because whether you know where I am going with this or you do not know, when you meet me back here on Monday, we'll trace this serpent back to Satan and back to before Genesis 3 based on what we read elsewhere in Scripture. So join me then for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.